Hello, welcome to Sproilcast, the English language broker, but no podcast that nobody asked for. My name is very much David.
And I feel like I'm in this familiar place again.
Yes, if you haven't kept up to date, Sprovka have been relegated.
Sweet 16, baby.
Yeah, absolutely stone stinking stark, stinking bottom of the league. We're going to have a dig into how, why and wherefore that happened.
I mean, it can be very quick in how and why, to be honest.
Yeah, why and wherefore also mean the same thing. I don't know why I said that. But stick around.
Just grief right now, yeah. Isn't it? We're smiling through the pain, listener.
Stick around because we've got two quizzes. We've got Hot or Not. We've got a beer of the podcast. And I have slightly come out of my awful, awful, awful weekend of football.
Yeah. Let's talk about that more as well.
Yeah, what a shitter. Anyway, right, we're going to dig straight into the sort of post-mortem of this, whatever this was, right after this bit. Indeed, nothing is as good as they say it is, including the Premier League, which I have lost patience with at this point. Did you enjoy this season at all?
Did I enjoy this season?
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed several months of the... All right, no, I enjoyed approximately August to October 2022.
Yeah, I would go along with that. We had some lovely days out. Olomouc 2-1 in the sunshine was an absolute standout moment. That was great. We had a couple of other really good wins.
Slovan Liberec 3-0.
Yeah, absolutely lovely.
These are the ones that sort of stick out, you know, really much in the memory. I mean, if we go back to, you know, many, many months ago, we, you know, were going around about fourth to sixth in the league for quite some time. And when it came to, you know, the start back up of the season, and we sort of merrily trudged our way, myself with a damaged foot, to Mladá Boleslav.
That's right,
we,
yes.
Played at a 0-0 and thought, yeah, that's fine.
That'll do, yeah.
All the talk, there are three or four clubs absolutely, you know, far worse than us in this division. And then, just, you know, by the click of the fingers, the team just stopped playing.
Yeah. If you need a quick reminder of the results since we last spoke to you, listener, Jablonec 1, Zbrojovka 0. Teplice 1, Zbrojovka 1, and Zbrojovka 0, Zlín 0. And that, yeah, pretty much buried us.
Yeah.
We have finished bottom. We don't even get the soothing balm of a playoff place to save our first league status. That's Zlín and Pardubice taking those two spaces against Vyškov and Příbram.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, down with a whimper rather than a cry. I mean, the...
Absolutely, like that. We have nailed two cliches in one. We are A, down with a whimper, and B, that is a textbook sleepwalking.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, the signs were there actually with the last couple of games of the first half of the season. Really bad results against like Bohemians, which I think we should have won. Sigma at home, if I recall correctly, wasn't particularly good. And then when we, you know, got to really, you know, if I was to sum up the second half of this season, basically, for a period of basically 2 months, we started to do this thing, which is a bit strange, where we would always take the lead in a match, look pretty good in the first half, and then the arse would just totally fall out of it in the second half. And this happened in about five different separate games.
Yeah.
It led to us having, and you might correct me on this, the worst home record in the division.
Worst home record in the league, yeah.
For a team that's traditionally bad away from Brno, that's, you know, going to be pretty, pretty poisonous. And, you know, we were even sort of half joking that based on the form and based on how the team was playing, that we were going into this bottom group. And I think that the joke was made that, you know, that Zbrojovka won't win any of these games. And actually what happened was Zbrojovka didn't win any of those games, which is the reason why we are, you know, talking about this rather than preparing for a match against Vishkov, which is what Zlin now have to look forward to. I suppose we should actually talk a little bit about that final game of the season, which had a half-decent crowd and glorious sunshine and a very healthy away support for
The Zlin away support was excellent. They sort of got buses in, didn't they? They sort of chartered coaches to bring a load of people. Yeah, and it was all you know, flares and flags and pyro down there, and it was great.
Which is what your club should do if you are going to go into this crunch match, sort of final day of the season game. If the tables were turned and we were playing in Zlin, I don't see our club doing that. But how did you find the match that we played?
It was just not abject. That's the wrong word, but just kind of, it was the second half of the season in microcosm, really. No real chances created, a little bit flappy round the back. No real chances created is not entirely fair. Zlin's goalkeeper, Dostal, was like, he had the game of his
clearly
life.
Clearly the man of the match. Yeah.
But I just think it was a kind of general lack of creativity. We never looked like we were ever really sort of putting our stamp on things, which is what we should have done, you know, last game of the season, last chance to sort of save the season at home in a bit of a derby in front of a decent crowd of 5,500, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, the tickets for this game were the princely sum of 10 crowns. Definitely not £10, 10 crowns ago. But it's interesting that, because I thought it was like, I would be inclined to agree with you, you know, in terms of the first half, which I think was always going to be a bit of a nervy affair between the both teams. And, I think there was, unsurprisingly, quite a lack of quality there. But the second half, I thought we absolutely battered Zlin. And just didn't get the breakthrough that we needed. And I think even the first... Well, there's two things that I take away from that. The first is that Zlin got their tactics absolutely spot on. They went in and they basically tried to hit on the counter for the first 20 minutes. When that didn't work, and they went into the half 0-0, they decided to, you know, so they moved someone else to the back, they played out for a 0-0, and they did it, I think, pretty well, even if the keeper had to make, I think, about three or four really crucial saves in the half. But also, that sort of performance in the second half is Borovka, even if it doesn't lead to goals. If you took that sort of performance into the first game away at Banik Ostrava in the group, then you'd think there's some positivity to take from there, and you might get a point, and then you might be able to kick on and find yourself, with a chance of survival. Because really, it was still really within our hands in a lot of ways. We just had to get basically a couple of wins to really get ourselves mathematically out of the bottom, and then maybe one win more or a point to maybe hoist ourselves up.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen, and it never looked like it was going to happen, particularly when you are, was it 3-0 down after half an hour to Banik? Something
yes.
like that.
Yeah, absolutely pathetic.
And that just
that performance,
set the tone for the rest of it.
Yeah. I mean, we can have a look back. Basically, what I've done is I've compiled some numbers, and I've got a couple of conclusions based on a tweet that we got from the Blansko Klomasa.
Yes.
Basically going, what happened, lads?
Yeah.
I think I've sort of put together a bit of a kind of a conclusion as to why numbers and people in certain positions haven't worked, and it's combined to create this catastrophe here.
You've got me interested now, so
okay.
I'd very much like to hear this.
Let's take a quick break and we'll go over that. Okay, so in response to the Blansko Klomasa's excellent question, what the fuck, lads?
Yeah.
Which was basically the gist of it. Let's take a look at some numbers overall for team and broken down into individuals. In a 35-game season, we scored 41 goals, which is not that many goals.
Not that many goals.
We also had the second-worst defensive record after Teplice.
Yeah.
Reznicek scored 19 of those, and a word for poor old Kuba, who was pipped at the last by Václav Jurecka.
Who has been sensational in the last few weeks.
Yeah, but, you know, he hasn't been helped by the rest of the team not giving him any service at all.
That's absolutely right.
And, yeah, I mean, it would have been...
Missing two penalties doesn't help.
Well, no, but, yeah. Either way, I mean, he's absolutely carried this team. Yeah. So, Reznicek scored 19 of those goals. Shevchik scored 9. Remove those and you've got 13 goals spread across the rest of the squad in an entire 35-game season. In fact, only 10 people in the entire squad scored a goal.
It's Ali with 3 and the rest with 1, I believe.
Texel with 2,
okay.
I think. But yeah, basically...
Oh, after the 1-0 draw with Teplica. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Break down those 41 goals. We saw 27 league goals before the winter break and 14 afterwards. And Hašek, in his 9 games in charge, oversaw 5 goals being scored. I'm not saying that is a damning indictment of Hašek, although he was not good. But the malaise had already set in before the winter break. Like, we started the season absolutely freewheeling.
Yes.
And it just got worse and worse and worse because... Oh, right, okay, I'll go into my thoughts on that, but... let's look at assists. Assist-wise, it's 6 each from Shevchik and Ali, mm-hmm. ostensibly the sort of wide-ish players.
Sure.
3 for the Little Butcher. The only other people to register more than one assist with Texel and Folsek, interestingly.
Yeah.
Both with 2. Folsek, who barely played this season, really. A combination of Dosali just not fancying him and being injured.
Yeah.
A bit. I was impressed that Folsek had managed 2 assists, frankly. That's actually decent for him. Like, not really seeing him a lot this season.
Yeah, I mean, frozen out quite significantly. And then, of course, started against Lien, which it was very gung-ho, the attacking formation.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I was
really familiar with anyone else on the pitch still.
Yeah, I mean, I think that injury against Boleslav really, I mean, really derailed his season because, you know, it was his first start, you know, maybe a clean slate after the winter break and he lasted all of, 6 minutes?
Yeah.
And then he was done. So what conclusions can we draw from this? Well, basically, when fresh, people were firing on all cylinders, but... due to a lack of competition or options in position that early on were established as key, namely wide and at centre-forward, as well as a porous defence, that did the damage. We did very well in the first half of the season, as we've said, but during winter, we could and or should have fixed one of 2 things if we couldn't do both. You either sign better defenders or bring in attacking options.
Yeah.
These are clearly the 2 things. You're freewheeling, you're having really good fun, you're scoring loads, but you're also conceding loads. One of these is going to give. In fact, both of these are going to give. So fix one of them if you can't do both.
Mihalek's Lichen factor was the same thing. We did that for a time, and actually when we were back up again, we did that thing where we just tried to outscore. But and there were problems with that, and I won't get into those now. But this one was entirely different in the sense that you had other options there. So, like, if what any other team would do in this sort of case, if he's not scoring in a few, losing a bit of confidence, I mean, 35, he's not obliged to basically pop up and score every game, you would go and you would just have some sort of rotation or have somebody in. And we'd never had that, really. And, you know, and actually, I know he wasn't used, but really one of the stupidest things that we did as a sort of a club was we got rid of Přihistal, who, okay, wasn't playing so great, was pretty much, you know, getting, you know, frozen out of the team, and rightly so sometimes with the scoring prowess that Reznicek showed. But when you just let him go, basically, who's there to replace him? And then if a play, you know, we were talking about this a lot, that if one of like Shevchik or Reznicek goes out of form or gets injured, we're going to be fucked. And guess what? Someone will go out of form and we were fucked.
Yeah. Over summer, there were a couple of options that we were looking at bringing in. Basically, you know, just you know, another big focal point at centre forward.
Uh-huh.
2 of whom would have been on a free. And I think even bringing one of them in just as backup for Kuba, you know, just to say, okay, you might not play all the time, but if Kuba goes out of form or we need to rest him, we need you to play that role. Just somebody different, just fresh blood in there would have been great. But basically, neither happened. We didn't bring in improved defenders or bring in forward options. And that combined with Dostalek's lack of ideas when faced with these issues, if you look at, for example, David Horej, who's been, I would say, unfairly sacked at Jablonec now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Their season started really badly, but he managed to work around the problem. They didn't really improve the squad, but he took the hand he was dealt and he managed to work his way around it. And and they finished not top, but like second top of the relegation
group. They got themselves out fine and were beat.
Yeah. It wasn't a great season by any means, but considering the job he did since how they started, they kind of, you know, stuck with him and he proved he could, like, sort of tactic his way out of it without any fresh signings, which Dostalek couldn't do.
Yeah.
Couple that with the lack of succession planning. Hašek, we learnt after he was appointed, was apparently given the job without anyone's knowledge apart from that of the owner, Bartoniek, who decided to sack Dostalek and then bring in Hašek without anyone's knowledge whatsoever, which was actually one of the things that made Tomáš Požar quit the club, because he, like, as sporting director, had no idea that there would be a change in in coaching or management. Well, not coaching, but management. And as the big sign said, as with any organisation or business, the rot has run from top to bottom. Basically, it's a lack of leadership and clarity in all areas of management, like top, like kind of board level management. Yeah. A staff that either aren't fit for purpose or lack training, like, you know, backroom staff.
Yeah.
And a workforce, i.e. players, that see a very weak, very confused structure, meaning there's no sense of purpose or no sense of direction or no sense of any kind of, you know, moving forward. There's no sense of kind of even short-term planning. Frankly, if I were a player, I would be praying for the season to end so I could get the hell out there and go somewhere where my talents were, you know, talents, although, you know, fairly limited, in some cases were appreciated and used even slightly properly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll probably go into a more, you know, fuller sort of assessment of things like the squad later on after we've had a few weeks of not thinking about it, frankly. But no, I think you're totally right. And it doesn't help, you know, in terms of how the club is structured when you are taking money or not taking money for very good players that we have nurtured and helped to progress, and then you haven't paid any fees for any players coming in, and you're relying heavily on the loan market. Like, one of the things, looking back on the last couple of months, which for me was just sort of just sums a lot of things up, is that Filip Soucek played 86 minutes, I believe, on Sunday when we were relegated. And this is Soucek who threw himself into a nothing challenge, reacted badly at the Slovacko game to give himself a 3-game suspension at a time where we really needed players like that. And if these are the sort of the players that you are having at your club, and I understand the argument that footballers just want to play football, but they're going in the summer anyway. They don't really care too much about whether or not Borjovka survive or not. And when you couple that with, and I think we should have a fuller look at the squad in due course, that was a squad that was very limited because it was a squad that won the second tier easily. The second tier is crap.
Yeah.
And we didn't build on it at all. There's a reason why teams move out of divisions in other countries, basically, and they will, you know, sadly or whatever, make necessary business decisions. They will get rid of 6 or 7 players. They will bring in new ones with the money and the new sponsorship that comes in, an increase in season tickets and things like that. We didn't do this. We also inexplicably put up the price of season tickets to a level that was the third highest in Czech football, I believe. And what do we have to show for that now?
A slightly more empty wallet than...
Empty wallet, empty hearts. However, at least we got a good, you know, sort of a good, you know, show at the end of the match where the ultras slash hooligans, depending on your affiliation to these things, stormed the pitch and made their feelings known.
Yes.
To
yeah, they were looking for a full and frank conversation with the ownership, weren't
they? Yes, yeah. A Mr. V. Partoniak.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, I was going to say at the board, he is the board, let's
he is
be
the
real.
Board. Yeah.
So yeah, but I mean, rotten from top to bottom, the club.
Yeah, what we're going to do is, as Sam said, we're going to give it sort of 2 or 3 weeks because you're off to Berlin,
aren't
you?
I'm off to Berlin.
And then sort of around the 22nd, I'm off to Scandinavia. So maybe the second or third week of June, we're going to do one final episode of this series where we're going to sort of look at things in a more, I was going to say sober light. That's probably not the right word. But what we'd like from you, listener, we'll put this on social media as well, is we'd just like a couple of either discussion points or things that you've... I mean, we know the things that you haven't enjoyed this season, but anything that you would like to point out as a fun day out, something interesting that happened, a nice thing that you enjoyed from this season, any kind of, you know, daft little, you know, personal awards that you'd like to put out. And and we're going to do one final episode summing up the season in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
I mean, we could do a shag, marry, kill of the entire squad. I'll let you in on a secret, listener. Adam Fosick is in one of those categories and is probably the only person in it.
Right, we're going to take a quick break and then we've got two quizzes coming up.
Oh,
we'll
joy.
We'll do one of them after this. Hooray! It's Quizness time. Right, I've got a quiz for you, and it is entitled Relegation Around Europe.
Oh no, okay.
Because, you know, topical.
Yes.
And so forth.
I'm going to get a lot of these wrong.
Well, you know, they're not all about...
Oh, us!
Not about teams necessarily. It's also slightly general knowledge.
Okay,
but
great.
Yeah.
Question
one. In Italy, two teams from the same city are swapping places, one coming up to Serie A and the other being relegated to Serie B. Which two teams are these?
Sampdoria and Bologna. Is it Bologna?
Same city, though.
Yeah. Oh, is it from... Yeah, they are from the same... No, Sampdoria and the other one that starts with B.
No.
They're called... Oh, fuck's sake. Well, it's definitely Sampdoria.
Yes.
Genoa.
There you go.
I don't know why I'm getting these.
G, B, news.
They play the same colours. That's a,
yeah, okay. No.
Sampdoria were rock bottom, weren't they?
Yeah, they were dreadful. Yeah. Right, question two. The Ekstraklasa.
Yeah.
Bit of Polish football for you here.
Yeah.
Has seen Miedź Legnica relegated, along with two teams, which are historically two of the bigger Polish sides.
Yeah.
Those from Gdańsk and Płock.
Yeah.
What names do those two teams go by? The Gdansk team and the Płock team.
Wisła Płock.
Yes.
And see, I can picture the Gdansk badge.
It's a flag.
The flag with the E in the middle.
Yep, triangular flag.
What are... Oh, dearie me. It's not Lech. It's Poznań, isn't it? Is it Lechia?
Lechia.
Okay.
Lechia Gdańsk. Good.
God, this is giving me sweat.
What are the teams being relegated from Ligue 1?
Oh, no.
Is the team from the capital city of Corsica? Name that capital.
I know there's two teams in Corsica. I think one is Ajaccio, and I'm just going to say that one.
Yes, if you can pronounce it correctly.
Is it Ajaccio, then? Ajaccio, Ajaccio.
Yeah, I had to look this up. Apparently, the French call it Ajaccio.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Okay.
I mean, I knew what it was, didn't know how to say it.
Am I getting a point for that, though?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Let's go.
Which team finished bottom of the Eredivisie, winning only 4 games all season?
Oh, no. Eredivisie. I just... I'm going to share a secret with you, David.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck about Dutch football. I know one
Mark.
I know. Sorry, Mark. I don't, though. I know one of the teams that I think was down there or got relegated was Groningen. I don't know if they came last, though. No, I think... All right, I'm just going to have a... I think, I'm going to go for Cambuur. Is it Cambuur?
No.
Is it Groningen?
Groningen is the correct answer, yes.
No. I think Cambuur were down there as well, though. I don't care.
Okay. Question five.
Cared when Aberdeen beat them, sorry.
Yeah, fair enough. Question five. One of the teams currently occupying a relegation place in the Russian top flight has a name that translates to Wings of the Soviets. Name that club.
No.
It's actually very close to what it would be in Czech.
I can't think what it would be in Czech, though. I forget what Wings are.
The things that birds have on the side.
The band the Beatles could have been. Pass.
Krylia Sovietov.
Would never have got that in a million years.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, well, that was the relegation around Europe quiz. I will give you 4 points out of five. That, well done.
That very is good. Better than I usually do. Yes. So I'm gonna take that.
Okay, fair enough. What do you want to do next? Beer of the podcast or hot or not?
Well, it's my beer. It's up to you. I've still got most of a can remaining. So what do you think?
Okay, let's do hot or not. So goodbye, Spryovka, but no. Down to the Druha you go. Let's do the regular section. That's the hearts or not bit of the show. Na, da, 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 da. Na,
da. I'm letting myself down here, David, because I feel I know it, but I also don't. So... You're going to have to give it to me.
It's Elton John. I can give you that.
Oh, okay then. I'm not Reg's biggest fan.
Nor am I, but this came up on a playlist today and I forgot that I quite like this song.
Yeah, so it's a Goodbye Yellow Brick Road or
it
something
is,
like that.
It is. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, spot on. Well done. Yeah.
Here we go.
Good. One each for me.
Oh, in an attempt to pack this out with non-Zborovka Burner related content right. For my own sanity, I have three hots and two knots.
Three hots and two knots?
Yes.
Holy shit, we'll pick one and go.
Okay, so the first one, I'll stay on Czech football then.
All right.
Okay? So my hot is SFC Opava.
Right.
So Opava, who until basically the 80th minute... were looking like they were going to get relegated from the second tier of Czech football after a miserable season. And were able to bring it back. They were 1-0 down to Varnsdorf, even though they missed a penalty in the first half. And an 88th minute equaliser for Jan Kadlec and a second added on in the 90-plus-third minute meant that they avoided relegation at the expense of Slavia Prague B.
Excellent.
So... we've got a B team going down, which is great. And also a team that is a big team in the second tier, Opava, are staying up.
Lovely.
So actually, from us going down perspective, getting rid of Trinets, which I quite like that team. Awful, awful town. I'm sorry if you're from that area. Yeah. Really bad to travel to.
Hi, Misha.
And Slavia B.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
screw 'em.
I think that's really good. Also as well... quickly, Jihlava stayed up on the final day as
they
well.
Did, yeah,
battered Vlašim. So, glad that we're going to have two good away days at least next season.
Yeah, indeed. All right, give me another one.
I'm going to go for Big Sam for a textbook destroy and exit of the last few games of Leeds United season. 1 point, £500,000.
Money, 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 money. And they all lick their badges.
So, yeah, that's Big Sam. I'm wondering how many teams he hasn't managed in England now, but, yeah, fair enough, Big Sam.
Can't be many. I'll give you a hot.
Go on.
It's Coventry City Football Club. The playoff penalty defeat was an absolute sickener, but I'm amazed that we even got that far. I'm just well chuffed. Like, well done. Well done, everybody involved.
A team in the relegation spots in October-ish.
Yeah,
time, right?
with one of the lowest budgets in the whole league and one of the smallest squads in the whole league. And yeah, incredible work. Well done, everybody.
One kick away from the Premier League. The awful way to lose it.
Yeah.
No fan deserves that unless... Well, actually, Rangers losing to Eintracht Frankfurt in that very same way was hilarious.
That was quite funny. I am not ashamed to say I did cry a bit. You know, just a bit. And also, the other absolute kicker is Fankathy Dabo, who missed that final penalty, released by Coventry City today.
Really?
Well, I mean, his contract was at an end, and it was like him and like seven other people. Yeah. So, but yeah, it just... It did feel a bit, oof, dear me.
One of my favourite things is one of your ways to sort of get over it was you bought a round of shots for everyone in the bar.
Except
you, because you don't drink shots, but also inadvertently help the three people in the table beside us who were watching Benfica win the title in Portugal to celebrate their title win. So I thought that was quite poetic in some ways.
Yeah, it was quite, yeah. I had a sad but reflective evening, I would say. Yeah. All right. Here's another one.
I'll give you a not this time.
Well, you can just run through yours because I think I've got one final one to really.
All right.
To really knock it off.
I'll go for a not, a hot and a not. How's that?
Yeah, fine.
So I think this is one that we might have anyway. I'm not sure if this is what you also have, but I have Hamburg fans.
Oh yeah, that is quite funny. Yeah,
Hamburg fans invading the pitch after beating Sandhausen 1-0 and thinking that they had automatically promoted, only for Heidenheim to come back with two late goals after the 90th 90
plus
minute.
9, I think, was the last one.
To beat already relegated your friends and mine, Jan Regensburg. So now not only are Hamburg not automatically qualifying, but they now have to play Stuttgart in a playoff. So that's really funny.
It is.
What's also funny is the band, we talked about this before the podcast started, the band Royal Blood, who...
Is this one of your knots as well?
This is one of my non-football-related
knots.
Right,
good.
Royal Blood are a very average band that sound like they are the soundtrack to a Gran Turismo game. And...
How dare you diss feeder that way?
Good. Player. And they played... what's it?
that's what we need in the summer.
True. Players. They played the Radio 1, whatever it's called, event.
Some kind of day out.
Yes, big day out, that's it. And they were before Niall Horan and Paolo Nutini. So, and this was in Dundee, and it was all these, basically, mostly girls between the ages of about 14 and sort of 18 with their parents who were going to see these sorts of people. And they didn't like the reception that they got. And started to have a go at the crowd, and I quote, "Well, I guess I should introduce ourselves, seeing as no one actually knows who we are. We're called Royal Blood, and this is rock music. Who likes rock music? 9 people, brilliant." And he flipped off the crowd.
Yeah.
And can I just point out that your gimmick it was done by Death from Above long before you were.
It's, just absolute class. Absolute class from top to bottom, that.
Yeah. And finally, I said I had 3 and 2. So this is just, this is a very quick one, and it goes on from what you were saying about Coventry City. I love this particular 2 weeks in football, specifically British football, because it's the only time I ever search for the term squad update. And you go around and you see who's been axed, because it's also, you know, gossip season for the football leagues as well. So you see who's made the cut and who hasn't. So, yes, those are my hots and nots. Please give me your final pick.
My final not is football.
This is why it's left to the end.
I'm bloody sick of it.
Yeah.
I am absolutely done with it. I am happy that there is nothing happening over the summer because I need some time off from it, frankly. I'm absolutely done. Like, the... Kov playoff loss, Zbrojovka relegation weekend is just... It's just done me. I'm just gonna sit outside in the sunshine with a book and not think about football for the rest of the summer. It's gonna be brilliant. I'm gonna go to the Hungarian Grand Prix with Dan. I'm gonna have a lovely time. It's gonna be lovely. My parents are coming to visit. I won't have to think about football. We'll play a couple of gigs. It's gonna be great.
Yes.
That's it. I think I'm sort of done.
It's a good one. I am. The thing is, I can't be done because I take certain levels of stress into next weekend, which I believe is the Scottish Cup final.
Oh.
And although unlikely that it would happen, if Cali Thistle beats Celtic, Aberdeen don't get Europa League, we get Conference. So I have to worry about that. I want to know who we get in the summer as well.
I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, is it? You know, you still get European football.
I mean, I guess I'm trying to rub it in that I at least had one team that was a team that lost 6-0 to Hibs, 5-0 to Hearts, and got dumped out of the cup by a team technically in the sixth tier, got third in Scotland.
Yes.
What does that say about the state of our game?
It's more fun than ours.
What's coming up next, David?
Next will be a quick word from our sponsor, and then we're going to have Beer of the Podcast. Hooray!
В очах и свете ошибки хвест, диамант Барби. Прес река сопреж я рыбу ноц. Свети вяц неж драгокам, найскрельша Барби чума. Боже е найкрайши.
Диамант Барби с очами, которые жярят, ако драгоками. Озаистна, от Маттела.
Beer of the Podcast.
What was that?
Don't know. It was very exciting. I enjoyed it.
It was. I don't know. Was that a sort of like some tribute to the Monaco Grand Prix or something that I think you watched this weekend?
It was Max won again, obviously. But it was a relatively interesting race. Which is unusual for Monaco, because the cars are too big. The cars are too big. But it's Barcelona this weekend, which is always shit, so that's something to not look forward to. Anyway, beer of the podcast.
It never rains, but it fucking pours with you, doesn't it? Well, it's my beer this time, and I went back down to Axiom, because we haven't been to Axiom for a while.
From the label.
And what we got was a Tripel. It's called Tripception. Ooh. So Tripel. Known as a strong pale ale from predominantly the Netherlands, Belgium, that sort of area.
Good Christ, yes.
8%
Bloody
on this
Nora.
One.
Yeah.
And you can get a 330 bottle of this from Axiom for 79 crowns.
Mm.
So this...
nice label.
Unfiltered, unpasteurized, 18 degrees if you are Czech.
Yeah. Nice label. Monochrome, yes. sort of drawn on, slightly kind of sort of Escher-esque roadway on there. That's quite nice. Yeah.
Smells like a strong pale ale.
Smells like a strong pale ale, indeed. Right, should we dive in?
Yes. Tripel. Ay caramba.
It does say on the label it's quite strong with Demerara sugar, and oh boy, can you taste that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I like it. It's not the sort of thing that I would... I mean, I'll drink the bottle, but I don't think I'd go back for a second sort of thing.
No,
but
I mean, it's one of those Belgian-style beers. It's not designed for slamming, is it? It's a sipper.
It's one of those secondary Belgian sort of style beers as well. It's not as... You know, it's not the same way as like a Duvel or something like that. It's more of a... its own different sort of thing.
It's actually strong enough that it actually tastes a bit like a dark beer. It's got that sort of sweetness to it.
Mm.
You know, you could see that poured into a big sort of goblety
sort of
thing.
On the tongue, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's got that sort of dark sugary taste to it.
Does it put you in mind for frites?
I mean, I do like frites.
Yeah.
Bit of mayo. Yeah.
Mayo, a few moules on the side.
Exactly, lovely stuff.
I think if you were in Belgium, you'd quite enjoy that.
Yeah, I think
I mean,
you
I'm
would.
In Belgium and I quite enjoy it.
I mean, I haven't been to Belgium for a very long time.
Oh, me neither.
So, no, but... yeah, no, it's perfectly pleasant. As I say, like, you know, one for sipping, not for slamming back, but that's fine. So, yeah, something a bit different.
So, yeah, it was nice to go back to Axiom. I've not been to Axiom for some time.
No, nor have I.
I've been taken over by Harry next door. If I'm down that end, I'd rather go for a beer at Harry.
Yeah, noisy mind.
Even though it looks like the inside of a, you know, it looks like a Burger King, it still, you know, has some nice beers.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a sort of Burger King or municipal swimming pool that's been drained.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it used to be a branch of the post office. Yeah. The back, but like where the main bar is, was the sorting area, which is why it's on weird levels and things.
Yeah, that sort of shape. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting place.
Yeah. If you're ever here, do go to Harry's. It's quite good.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
There's no shortage of pubs down that end of town.
Come to Bonneau, listener, if you're not already here. It's great.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Shall we have a final quiz and then sort of head on out?
Yeah, go off to the pub. It's a nice evening.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okie dokie. Do I have to pause for the music or is it there?
You do.
Okay, well, it's time for a quiz. Has it gone dead and dead?
It has.
Great.
It has gone, yes.
All right, great. Well, after the...
You saying that as you did last time really destroys the illusion that we're doing this live. With, like, you know, mixing the music in and out, by the way.
What? I mean, we are doing this live. What are you on about?
I mean, we are doing it live. We're not mixing the music in and out live, though.
Yeah, but they don't need to know that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on, if that's okay.
Carry on. Yeah.
Okay, well, after the unbridled success of my Is This an FA Vaz team?
Is this a team that plays Power League?
I've been looking at teams in another continent, David, and I'm going to invite you to play the quiz that I'm calling African or Nyafrican.
Jesus.
So I'm going to...
Whoa, mysterious dwarves.
Yeah, the Ibisuwa mysterious dwarves are not on this, and neither are other podcast favourites, including Hearts of Oak.
Yeah.
But I am going to give you a list of team names, and I want you to tell me, is this a team that plays league football in Africa, or have I made it up?
Right, good. All right.
And we're going to start with the first one, which is Respect United.
Respect United.
Yes.
Not an instruction I would normally give. Yes.
Respect United, I made up.
Oh.
So, sorry about that.
a fine start.
Dreams FC.
Yes.
Yes, Dreams FC. They play, pleasingly, at the Theatre of Dreams in Ghana.
Oh, good.
Young Brazilians FC.
Young Brazilians FC. I'm going to say that they are a club.
Inexplicably, they play in the Namibian Premier League.
Excellent.
Young Brazilians FC. Police Academy 2.
Is that like the Police Academy's B team?
I don't know. Is it African or Nyafrican?
I'm going to say Nyafrican.
They are not. Police Academy 2, I made up. There's a lot of Police FCs, but
yeah,
not one
I'm
Police
sure
Academy
are, yeah.
2. Ethiopian Coffee.
Yes.
Nicknamed the Coffee Market, Ethiopian Coffee are a team in Ethiopia for obvious reasons. Fight and Win FC.
Fight and Win FC.
Fight and Win FC.
No.
Fight and Win FC, probably somewhere around the Seattle area, one might suggest. No, they are completely made up. As well. Boa Vista.
That's tricky. A lot of former Portuguese colonies in Africa.
There are.
So, the question is, did you make this up thinking I'd think that way, or are they like from like Angola or somewhere?
Yeah.
I'm going to say there is an African team called Boa Vista.
There is a team called Benfica in Angola, but Boa Vista are not, I'm afraid. I made that one up.
Good bluffing.
Thank you. I know this. I know you too well now. And I'll go with Big Bullets.
Big Bullets, yes.
Champions of Malawi.
Yeah, I have heard of them, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Big Bullets. But have you heard of the Kakamega Homeboys? Homeboys with a Z.
The Kakamega Homeboys. Can you spell Kakamega for me?
K-A-K-A Mega.
Mega.
Kakamega.
That's exactly how I assume they be spelled. Yeah. No.
They play in Kenya.
Oh.
And there's two ears of maize, I think it's maize, on the club badge. Kakamega Homeboys.
Oh, good for them.
And finally, we're going to finish off with Mighty Blackpool.
Mighty Blackpool. No.
The Tistas Boys is their nickname to play in Sierra Leone.
Come on.
And renamed their team Mighty Blackpool as a tribute to Stanley Matthews and that legendary Blackpool squad. Mighty Blackpool
is absurd.
Are an African team. Thanks for playing, David.
That is ridiculous. That's brilliant. But my God.
Mighty Blackpool.
Mighty Blackpool. The Wheat Boys, whatever they're called. Yeah. Kakamega United or whatever.
Homeboys with a Z. I think we've gone over this. So, I mean, yeah, but a bunch of these ones will join the hordes of FC Taiwan in the I Made Up category. Shout out Brian Munich. And, and yeah, thanks for playing. I will keep doing these.
No, good. Yeah, fine. Perfect. Right, as we said, we'll be back in probably 3 weeks to do a sort of season wrap-up episode. As we say, we'll be putting things on the social media channels to encourage you to get in touch with your memories of this season. I will maybe try and put together a goal of the season compilation as well, depending on how busy I am at work and whether I can be bothered or not. Mm-hmm. Until we talk to you then, thanks very much for listening again, listener. When are you gonna
come down? Bye.